Adrian Pechonka, one of Canada's most sought-after soprano soloists worldwide, with RTSO in Puccini's Vici d'Arte, Vici d'Amore. This is Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kadrioka, and I'm here with the TSO's Vice President of Artistic Planning, Loey Follis, who, after nurturing and nourishing this institution, and by extension our city, will be retiring at the end of June. I wanted to ask about your relationship with the artists who come, because like booking any given artist is not a given. Just because you want them to come doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be free or make themselves available. And yet in my dozens of interviews with visiting artists, very often your name comes up with regards to their ongoing relationships with the TSO. And at your farewell reception the other night, which I had the pleasure of attending, there were heartfelt video tributes from Itzhak Perlman, Yo-Yo Ma, Barbara Hannigan, Angela Hewitt, all of whom are going to miss you. So what is it? What has been the key to building those relationships and making the TSO an orchestra that they want to work with and want to return to?
I think one thing that I learned and observed in Walter Homburger and then Ray was one of the very important things we can do as people behind the scenes is provide the artist with all the tools they need to make them be able to succeed, for them to be comfortable, for them to be performing repertoire that they know is going to really show their strength, by providing them with the absolute best possible rehearsal and preparation situation, encouraging them, having our team around that is sensitive but looking to their needs, giving them their space, but being there if they feel, let's say, any way insecure or they're questioning what might come next, etc. Also, I'd like to think that we provide to them a great city to come to where they can also spend some time outside of the practice studio. I'm always some of the greatest artists that we know. They practice very hard and they're very well prepared, but they're very aware of the world around them and they love what we in Toronto have to offer them when they're here. Of course, it's about the people too. They love coming and working with Gustavo or our other music directors and guests. And also our orchestra is always prepared. I find when I see artists in rehearsal with the orchestra, they are so communicative and also really listening to the needs. I find Jonathan Crow and our principals, the whole orchestra, they are there to really want that soloist to succeed.
Loey, I've asked this of many TSO musicians. It's pretty much my favorite question, actually, so I'm going to ask it to you. What is the secret skill, one that perhaps even your colleagues are not aware of, that is required for you to do your job well?
Mm-hmm. And you know, it is a skill that I've used for decades. And that is, you know that we're on our feet a lot and the days are very, very, very long, sometimes from early in the morning to a post-concert dinner. So my secret skill, which nobody knows about because I'm very quiet about this, but I always have a second pair of shoes with me.
Fantastic. I could talk to you all night.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to wind things up, but are you going to miss it, Loey?
Oh, of course, of course. And it's been interesting in these last, because you know we just keep going, right? You know that it's one of these.
Well, I know that you also have got your fingerprints on programs that we're not going to hear for another 2 or 3 years because you work so far ahead.
It's true. We're right now working on trying to get as much in place as possible, especially the special projects and commissions and tours, so that it will be in good shape for whoever my successor will be. But I have to say, in the last few weeks where I've been thinking about coming and talking to you or all the former staff members that came to a beautiful gathering for me the other night, it's very sentimental. It's very emotional. Of course, there are many aspects of this job or this life. It's not really a job. It's a life that I've been in for so many years. But I'm also excited because I know that there's lots of momentum for real forward planning. And I feel the team is really strong. I feel the audience's energy. So, of course, I'm going to miss it. It's my life. I love going to concerts. I love going to concerts. It might be interesting for me to go to some concerts that I haven't planned, which I'll do. But yes, I will always feel a part of the Toronto Symphony. It's part of my life.
Loie Fallis, with her second pair of shoes always at the ready, has been the institution behind the institution with the TSO since 1980. Her title, Vice President of Artistic Planning, doesn't even begin to illustrate the essential and all-encompassing nature of her role, as we have heard tonight. She steps down at the end of June after 46 incredible years. Now, I asked her to choose a swan song, and she requested the TSO's 1986 recording of The Planets, Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis. She says, that recording won the Juno for Classical Album of the Year. It's very special since Sir Andrew Davis featured the Toronto Children's Chorus in the Neptune movement, which was a particularly innovative idea on his part. I had the pleasure of working on this recording project, and it's always been one of my favorites, bringing back such happy memories of my early days at the TSO.